This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Banned network in the world.
There are several different definitions of symbiotic relationships, but they're all basically the same. Two or more species who live within close proximity of each other, and both of those species' life cycles and activities contribute to the others, and so they live simpatico or in a symbiotic relationship. They're linked up. Now, we pull back and we look at what Hollywood's doing, what the universities are doing, not just here, but all over the world. There is a unified effort to sabotage the family, to sabotage culture, to get people into debt, to make people ill, to make them sick. I mean, it's all out in the open now. Only a few countries like Russia are actively opposing that and saying, hey, too many vaccines are dangerous, and hey, GMO really is sterilizing people, and hey, don't try to break up families, don't try to sexualize children when they're in the elementary school. That's evil. And Russia has come out and pointed out that Hollywood and the EU and others are actually trying to poison society and destabilize it. Now, we don't need the Russians to tell us that to know it's true. We can see it every day, but we're always hearing that, oh, the Russians are behind Trump, and the Russians are behind the fight against the EU, and the Russians are behind the nationalists in Brazil. Well, no, not the Russians themselves, but the spirit of not wanting to be slaves, the spirit of wanting to have strong families, the spirit of wanting to have a good future, the spirit of wanting to build a civilization that's good and wholesome. Yes, that spirit, that same spirit behind the Russians and their rebirth compared to where they were, is driving us. The Russians hit rock bottom after 70 plus years of leftist torture and enslavement. And so they've seen the face of the technocracy. We here haven't hit bottom yet. And there's different ways to learn. You know, you can learn from experience. You can learn by being warned, being educated. And you can also, of course, learn by revelation. Revelation would be the best way, wouldn't it? From your own instincts, your own spirit, your own understanding, and just follow what you know is right. That voice is never wrong. But we can live by experience and by education. By experiencing globalism and the New World Order and all the poison and all the curses and all the bad things that come with it. And we can read and learn from people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn what they went through and say, let's not do this again. But to be able to do that, we're going to need to get aggressive and not see fighting tyranny as work, but see it as breathing air into our lungs when we climb a hill. And the more we do it, the stronger we get, and it becomes a compulsion to fight tyranny. It becomes an enjoyment to fight tyranny. Better than food, better than sex, is fighting for our very survival. Because if we don't fight for our territory and fight for our human will and fight for justice and fight for our children, well, all the food and the sex and all the things God's given us to enjoy our lives with our husbands and wives won't mean anything. But you notice they're trying to take our food, and they're trying to take our sex away, our normal, natural men and women. Because all of that is holy. What does holy mean? It just means sacred. It just means what's good, what was meant from the beginning, what works, what connects us to all those that came before us. It's not human culture, men and women and families. It's survival. It's who we are, forged in the fires and the frozen waste and the wars. And all we've been through, all of us are the inheritors of that majesty and this incredible experience together. And we're not going to let our species down. And I know you aren't. So spread the word about this broadcast however you can. And buy those products that are great for you and your family, that are symbiotic. And together, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to march into the future. We're going to fight this dehumanizing force, this tester, and we're going to win with God's grace, because God is good and evil will fall and fail, but it must be given its 1 hour to test us, and the test is now.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
London Bridge terror stabbing. Suspect shot dead. Police was wearing hoax bomb. Guardian. London Bridge police shoot stabbing suspect after five injured. And, of course, last time the Lion of London Bridge fought back, when they'd already killed a bunch of people, he was taken for re-education for daring fight back against the jihadis. I'm not joking.
They tackled the man. He stabbed somebody, they're reporting, nearby London Bridge. So it sounds like he went into some kind of shop or premises and tried to stab a bunch of people, and was immediately tackled by a bunch of brave citizens who grabbed the knife from him. And he was wearing what they now call a fake explosives vest. They wouldn't have known that it was fake at the time, obviously. So they got the knife off him, then the police arrived, got the public to stand back and basically double-tapped him in the head and shot him dead, which has caused some consternation over quite a few people on Twitter, Alex, who said that the terrorist should not have been killed and that he should have been arrested or handcuffed, given that he just stabbed, they're saying, I guess, at least five people at the moment. He was wearing a fake explosives vest. They're saying he should have been arrested, apprehended without deadly force, which is interesting because we've got an election coming up here in about 10 days' time, where the leader of one side of the parties that are running, the two major parties, Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party, also said back, I think it was last month, correct, when Baghdadi was killed, that Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, should not have been killed and should have been arrested.
I have to say that I do not think it realistic to suggest that he could be just apprehended when you look at the threats that this country faces, that we are realistic about what we must do to be strong in the face of those threats. And I must say, I think that the if you're correct in what you say, which I'm sure you are, about what Jeremy Corbyn had to say, I think his approach is naive, and it's naive to the point of being dangerous.
So that kind of rhetoric is now being mirrored in the aftermath of this terrorist attack in London.
What was the exact term? They called him, what, an austere scholar, a great leader?
Oh, yeah. Immediately after he was killed, the Washington Post reported that he was an austere scholar. But here's an example of some of what I picked up on Twitter. These people are all Jeremy Corbyn supporters, obviously. One person said, well done to the public and the police on the fast response on London Bridge, but was there any need for the police to kill the man? They could have easily arrested him, but murdered him instead. State murder doesn't sit well with me. Again, he'd literally just been running around foaming at the mouth. He'd ran into premises, police rushed to the scene, passers-by grabbed the man, pinned him to the ground. He had a giant, what they call, zombie knife. But no, he shouldn't have been shot, apparently, Alex. That was too much deadly force, and he should have merely been arrested. So this is the narrative that we're dealing with. The other aspect of this is, as you said, The guy who tackled the London Bridge terrorist on the previous attack, which was more deadly 2 years ago, he was later put in a right-wing extremist database. So you have that tie-in as well.
He's also sent to re-education classes. Yeah. And again, how many people died? How many times was he brutally stabbed as he took on the two individuals with huge knives that were running around stabbing people, screaming, Allah Akbar? And again, we have the footage. The man is going for a suicide vest. They didn't know what it was. They told him over and over again to stop. You see the officer get in the position and kill him. Should have shot him before that when he had his hands on what looked like a suicide vest. Was saying he was going to detonate it. Obviously wanted suicide by cop. Had just reportedly stabbed a bunch of people. What the hell planet are these leftists living on, lionizing people like this scumbag?
Do I think Thanksgiving is an offensive holiday? Yes.
It's a holiday that's commemorating the genocide of Native people. We still deal with the scars of this today.
It wasn't our land to take. Mm-hmm. We took it, and we're celebrating that we took it from other people who lived there first. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not nice.
Is that what Thanksgiving is about?
Yeah.
The idea of celebrating, it just, like, glorifies the, like, smallpox blankets and other things we did to, like, just completely eradicate the Native Americans.
I think we should, like you said, like, rename it.
What would you choose to rename it?
Food and Family Day.
Blue checkmark liberals on Twitter have been saying Thanksgiving is offensive. You shouldn't celebrate it. Well, we're here at Rutgers University to see if the student body agrees with that. Let's see what they think. I just noticed your shirt and wanted to get your opinion about something.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay, real quick. Yeah. So do you think Thanksgiving is an offensive holiday to celebrate?
I think that it's not intended to be offensive, but if you know the story, it is. And I think what's more offensive is the fact that we teach little kids in schools, like, a surface-level story that isn't true. That, I think, is so much more offensive to... I'm not Native American, but if I was, I would be really offended. And
why?
It's not my job to speak for Native American people, but I would rather not offend anybody because there's no risk, you know what I'm saying, to just, like, reject.
So we, maybe not to offend people, we should reject Thanksgiving?
I phrased it badly, but at least not teach little kids that the Pilgrims and Native Americans were best friends and treated each other well, because that's not what happens.
Can you show the camera your shirt?
Cool. Yeah, this is from the Pride Parade last summer, June 30th. Uh-huh. It was the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, mm-hmm. and it was an epic parade.
Epic, okay.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Do you think Thanksgiving and all of its history and what it started as, do you think we should be celebrating it based on its history?
I think that Thanksgiving currently an institution in American culture, and I think that its immediate effects are nice and good, but I also think that every time that we have it, we should always consider the fact that the Native Americans are a people that we have kind of misrepresented as being okay with it or being happy about it during this like time in our holidays.
So you don't think that Native Americans are okay with it?
I think that they're probably not okay with how it's been represented.
Do you think Thanksgiving is an offensive holiday to celebrate?
No. I myself am part Native American.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really think it's that offensive to celebrate it.
Do I think Thanksgiving is an offensive holiday?
Yes. Can you tell me why?
Well, it celebrates the... can you hear me? Wait, can you... I'll call you back in a sec. It celebrates, like, colonizer, like, holidays. I think, like, the idea of celebrating, it just, like, glorifies the, like, smallpox blankets and other things we did to, like, just completely eradicate the Native Americans.
You think pilgrims did that came over?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't all of them, but, like, as a whole, yeah, the, like, colonizer attitude did that.
All holidays like this, stuff like this is very nuanced. Like, you gotta, as long as you acknowledge, like that there has been a lot of oppression of Native Americans in this country, and that, I mean, basically, like, ethnic cleansing of tons of people, that doesn't eliminate the fact that you could celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, clearly it's offensive. I think that over time, like, it does have a different connotation. Now it's more about, like, seeing your family and things like that. But the inception of it is, like, inherently problematic because it was the genocide of indigenous people, and we can't change that. Like, people were slaughtered. There was an entire population up here that just doesn't exist anymore.
Because of
Because of European colonizers.
Specifically the pilgrims that came over on the Mayflower?
The pilgrims, but also like the Spanish colonizers that came with Columbus, like, yeah. First of all.
Jenna, she thinks it is. I don't think it is.
Why is it offensive? Can I have her tell me?
Jenna? She said it's all about killing Native Americans.
I really love eating turkey ass, so like... Like, I wouldn't say so, but, like, I like it kind of is, but, like, at the same time, like, who doesn't like eating turkey?
Like, you said turkey ass. I want to make it clear, he said turkey ass, not just turkey. Is there any other type of ass?
Do I think Thanksgiving is an offensive holiday?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a holiday that's commemorating the genocide of Native people. We still deal with the scars of this today.
It wasn't our land to take. Mm-hmm. We took it, and we're celebrating that we took it from other people who lived there first. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not nice.
Is that what Thanksgiving is about?
Yeah. The idea of celebrating, it just, like, glorifies the, like, smallpox blankets and other things we did to, like, just completely eradicate the Native Americans. I think we should, like you said, like, rename it.
What would you choose to rename it?
Food and Family Day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but... Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As we careen through the mud of yet more impeachment hearings,
now the House Judiciary Committee and House Democrats have given the White House an opportunity to participate in its first hearing in this next phase of the impeachment inquiry, and the White House is turning it down.
So basically all that Nadler is asking is, are you going to play along with our completely biased and manipulated rules and the specific privileges we give you that you have to play along with that, and we're going to lie, cheat, and steal along the way, or are you going to decline to participate entirely, and then we can say, oh, hey, that's your fault, President Trump, for not participating. I mean, imagine, Ed, if this were a courtroom and the respondents' only options were to come in and have a completely biased, arbitrary hearing or decline to participate completely and then have the judge just say, well, it's your fault you didn't participate, so we're making a finding of guilt.
Trump may or may not, we don't really know, the evidence suggests he didn't, think about delaying aid, and that aid was delayed, but it wasn't cut off. Maybe he thought about cutting it off. But that's not a crime.
Continue to decipher the madness of the mouthpieces of globalism.
I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Das Leben, das ist Widerspruch gibt. Es gibt keine Meinungsfreiheit zum Nulltarif, dass alle zustimmen.
The Mockingbird Media continues its treasonous propaganda campaign, ignoring the unsung efforts of the Trump administration to restore and protect the American Republic and its national security.
Just 14 days ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center published an expose of hundreds of emails of White House advisor Stephen Miller trafficking in the ugliest stereotypes of immigrants and white nationalist websites and themes. This is before he actually went to the White House. And that man is the president's chief advisor on immigration, who, according to NBC News reporting, has long believed that, for instance, asylum officers are soft.
For example, when it comes to the apocalyptic disaster across our southern border, President Trump has stated the obvious, yet bold.
Donald Trump says he wants to put Mexican drug lords on the U.S. terror list.
It is a very, very sad situation.
So you are going to designate...
Designating the cartel as a terror group.
Mexico's president responded.
In my case, I do not want to turn this into a controversy today nor tomorrow. I will only say cooperation, yes. Intervention, no.
Sí. Intervencionismo, no.
The Mexican president instructed Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard to follow up on this matter. Ebrard quickly requested a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, hoping to gain understanding of the scope and meaning of Trump's statement.
Meanwhile, under President Trump, the arrests on our side of the border continue to rack up.
We have sent thousands and thousands and thousands of MS-13 horrible people out of this country or into our prisons.
Many would argue that these practices are unfair, yet the time for half measures is over.
Keep in mind that in the past, in different municipalities, there have been police officers that have been assassinated with two officers in a car.
And the globalists have shown even the most ill-informed their hand.
How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Because you're not in power. the power.
As the roller coaster that will be 2020 draws near, it stands to rival those rare turning points in American history.
And they're pushing that impeachment witch hunt, and a lot of bad things are happening to them. Because you see what's happening in the polls? Everybody said, that's really bullshit.
John Dunn.
On Friday, November 15th, protests broke out in Iran when the regime raised fuel prices by 50%. Immediately following, the government began shutting down the internet. Within 24 hours, practically the entire internet was shut down, including Iran's mobile networks, leaving the majority of the country disconnected and isolated from the world. During the internet blackout, the Iranian people were encouraged through state-controlled media to join in the protests, while also being warned that they will be arrested. Rouhani said that people have the right to protest, but they are not the same as people who rebel. Kayhan News reported that ordinary people must separate themselves from the rebels. And BBC released video clearly showing the faces of several protesters, putting them at risk of arrest and torture. Reza Pahlavi encouraged people to protest in his name. He tweeted out, "Pahlavi has always been with the people," and hashtag people power. But when people began getting arrested and killed, Pahlavi's impotent tweets were useless. The MEK also encouraged people to protest without offering any actual support. There are now videos surfacing of schools being closed down and turned into detention centers. Videos show protesters being shot at and killed, women being fired upon, bodies being beaten and dragged away unconscious. Reports are now that over 100 people have been killed. The U.S. State Department announced that the U.S. will hold Iranian officials accountable and impose even greater sanctions against the struggling regime. The Islamic Republic is getting weak. Starting in 2005, the IRGC began acquiring state assets through shell companies to avoid being shut off by strict sanctions. And today, they control about half of Iran's gross domestic product. This gives the IRGC independence from Rouhani, and their divide is growing stronger, which only fractures the regime even more. Through all of these recent protests, the Restart movement remained silent, in part because the internet was shut down, and they are not given a voice on state-run media like the other opposition groups are. And also, because they expressed concern for the safety of the people and questioned the authenticity of the protests. Iranians on social media suggested that the IRGC was trying to duplicate the Restart movement's protests of the recent past and failing to do so. Iranian officials are now being accused of stealing dead bodies from morgues and injured patients from hospitals to hide the actual scale of violence being exercised by the Islamic Republic. While the people chanted, "We don't want the Islamic Republic," others tore down a sign that said, "Down with America," as the crowd cheered. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is December 2nd, 2019, on this Monday edition. We're live in studio, and I'll be hosting the fourth hour today as well. This really is 33 minutes into the show, the start of the broadcast. I was here yesterday and ready to do the Sunday show and just didn't do it. And I was ready here to do today's broadcast, and I decided I wasn't going to do it. I was just going to leave. And then I decided just to go ahead and come back and do it. That's not a reflection on the crew. And it's not me being a prima donna. It's that I'm going to shake this broadcast up. And I'm going to shake up what I'm doing against the globalists in a lot of different ways. And I'm not going to just wait on these ideas I've had for years. I'm going to implement them one way or another. And so coming up in the next few days and weeks, I'm going to host whole shows as a globalist, just attacking God, Christianity, the family, everything. I'm going to just, you think that demon Sacha Baron Cohen can get into characters? I'm going to really tell you what they think of you and go from their perspective. And I'm going to do it without scripts, without anything. I know the enemy inside and out. I'm going to show you who they are. Because that will get people talking. And that will get people thinking. Because I refuse to be stagnant. Also, I've got a lot of other tricks up my sleeve that I'm going to be implementing in the next few days and next few weeks. And I just want our hardcore audience to know that, so that when you tune in and you hear these things, and you hear me saying these things, that you understand it's done to get people thinking and to get them out of their trance. Because I am not just going to come in here and chronicle the takedown of civilization and humanity without really throwing some curveballs at the establishment. Also, I'm going to be in the third dimension a lot more on the streets, and I'm going to be doing a lot of other PowerPoint type presentations in the next 336 days. Because believe me, that is a very important number for this election and what's unfolding and the attempts to impeach the president and that ongoing fiasco. But there is no rhyme or reason to what the globalists are doing, because they're chaos, they're destruction, they're death, they're the collapse of all that is good. Because that exists in the universe, because there's free will. And so I'm really going to do my best to cover it all today. And again, one reason that I almost didn't do the show today was that there's a constant frustration with this broadcast in that just one of the stories in my stack, we could spend 4 hours on and not properly hit every angle of it to have real understanding. And every day there's at least 20 stories out of the 300 or so in front of me that are that big, that are earth shaking. And so I'm constantly trying to gauge whether I should just cover one topic over a broadcast or whether I should just blitz through all of this information so that people get an idea of what's happening and unfolding and how those systems tie together. I mean, here's an example. They have the CEO of YouTube coming out and saying, yeah, we censor and we're going to control what you see and it's our right to do it. So they're going from denying it to now being out in the open. And then she talks about how terrible it is, how the moderators have to watch people like me and why they need AI to be able to do it and not have Alex Jones do it. This is on 60 Minutes. Because if the people have to watch the evil Alex Jones and other things, why they're getting infected with it, you see. So that admission right there is just incredible, that their own human moderators go and watch this information, other information, and get convicted with the truth. So they're just trying to figure out a system to fully replace humans with computers. And that's why they want to replace the military with robots and computers and autonomous machines, so that they will follow the orders like a machine unthinkingly, and you'll have a real technocracy on your hands. But then there's added envelopes of propaganda and the disrespect that these technocrats have for us and the disrespect they have for themselves. If you put the headline back up, she says, oh, it's more important than ever that we be a free and open platform. That's why we have a right to censor everybody. There's the quote, more important than ever to be an open platform one day after massive banning spree. Remember a few months ago, she came out and she said, everyone's invited back. We have free speech. No one is censored. As the purge has expanded, so as a joke, Owen Schroyer put a channel back up and said, we're invited back on. And they banned us within hours and said, no. What you do isn't speech. We allow all speech. You're not speech. So it was just another slap in the face, an exercise in satanic inversion. That's one of these stories. Now, there's another one that on so many levels hit me like a ton of bricks this morning and also made me very angry at myself, because I haven't done enough work getting a big enough crew together or being focused or doing my job to work hard enough to make sure it happened. Because we have bombshell information that's confirmed. And we put an article out about it, but we didn't have any fanfare. Like, ooh, look, we're important. Oh, look, this is important. None of that ritual was done, so it went just right with zero effect, just dead. Okay? It's like we produce things to hide them. We produce things to actually make sure it doesn't matter. We're not excited about ourselves. We're not excited about how we've changed the world and how we've broken through and defeated the globalists on so many fronts. We always marvel at anybody else's production or anything else out there. Because we'll always be that garage band that never got a gig. That's what InfoWars is. There's always that mindset. And I'm just externalizing all of this because when it happened, I said, we got to go down to that facility. We got to talk to those people. And it's not that anybody's bad around here. We just didn't. I mean, they have a warehouse with people microchipped in it in Austin. Now, we already know that from the documents. But somebody else did the interview, and it's got 1.2 million views, which is great, except it doesn't have the backstory on it so people know how dangerous it is. It's just a little hidden kernel in there. And the internet realized just a day or so ago how huge this was, how important this was, that they're implanting people in with microchips in a little smart city test grid that's an open-air concentration camp in Austin, Texas. Other people were like, whoa, this is hidden in this video. No one is even pointing out what it is, but they knew it was important because they knew to tell people and to care. They had a spirit. They had a resistance. They were alive. They weren't dead inside like I am. Weak and broken, failed, done, run our course, finished.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This large. And I respect this audience, and I respect the crew, and I respect everybody that makes this show possible. That's why I'm not going to sit here and engage in a bunch of half-ass unconscious crap and just chronicle and report on this ship going down that is free humanity. I don't take any pleasure watching humanity down on its knees, bleeding to death, covered in maggots. I don't take any pleasure watching what's being done to our children. I don't take any pleasure watching what Hollywood and its death wish for culture is. And I want to beat these people. And to do it, we're going to have to get conscious, and we're going to have to realize we are in a war for our very freedoms and our very destinies, our very soul. That's it. You cannot build it up enough. So this whole first hour is basically us just warming the tires up, okay? And and I'm going to host the next 3 hours today, and I'm going to cover every damn piece of news in front of me, or I'm going to die trying, because it needs to come out, and we need to chronicle every section of this, because there's not just the general public listening. There are a lot of people making decisions that are listening that know the planet's going in the wrong direction and know that we need to organize a cultural, governmental, economic, spiritual system to challenge it. And we already have the tools to defeat the globalists, but we have to recognize their attack for what it is, a post-human exterminist Tower of Babel agenda. Let me tell you what I'm going to cover. And I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to do it in this order. When we start the next hour, I'm going to cover Frozen, which was so filled with propaganda that I had a giant headache when I left. I took my oldest and middle daughter to it, and three of their friends. And it was a satanic bombardment of our children that was nauseating. But we're going to look at the different layers of it, because knowing the enemy's art, knowing what their worldview is and how these different layers tie together and what the end product is how we beat them. So I watch Frozen so you don't have to. But let me tell you, pedophilic, bestiality, occult, anti-Western, anti-technology, it was everything. And if you want to know where we're going, you just need to see that film. So I'll tell you about that, give you my view on it. Then I'm going to get into the latest wave of the fake impeachment and how that ties together. And the next wave of massive censorship that's unfolding. Facebook's now deleting photos of Melania Trump, saying that's hate speech. Buttigieg nods at the so-called black church, the communist church. They talk about illegal aliens just reclaiming stolen land. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the record cold temperatures of global warming. Epstein tapes, reported tapes from, quote, hacker about to be released, showing the world leaders that were there in the pedophile orgies. So that could be Trump's big revenge against them. I certainly hope that's the case. Release them now. Flood us with the information, just like WikiLeaks. Deal the death blow. Release the Kraken. A big viral video that's linked on DrudgeReport.com from Paul Joseph Watson of NewsWars.com. China, man interrogated for criticizing police on social media in a torture chair. We'll get to all of that. We're also going to look at, obviously, the latest little terror attack. It's not little if you're two of the people that died being stabbed to death from the jihadi out on prison leave. We're plotting to blow up the stock exchange. But there's a lot of stories, a lot of evidence that ties into this that's really illustrative. That's all coming up. Ruth Bader Ginsburg holding on to life by her fingernails. That raises the prospect of election year Supreme Court battle. Oh, there's no prospect of it. I bet all the tea in China and all the mountains on the moon that she's dead within 6 months. Meanwhile, China introduces mandatory face scans for phone users. Told you that a couple years ago, that that's the holy grail. You look at the operating system of the droids and the iPhones, and it's already in place. And boy, once it comes into place, if you don't submit to their agenda, you will be turned off. And you're like, oh, I'll just be a leftist. No, you're going to take hundreds of vaccines. You're going to eat GMO. You're going to hand your kids over to pedophiles. And that's just the start if you want to be allowed to walk around, quote, free in this demonic hell pit. So that's just some of what's coming up today. But it's kind of a good thing we aired four or five reports at the start of the show when I was just pregnant with all these plans I want to implement. Because you get to see a lot of the amazing reports that are band.video and nowhere else. You know, imagine in America building your own platform so you can at least put out your view of the world and challenge this anti-human, post-human agenda. And the only way those brush fires spread is when you take the fire of truth at band.video and when you share it while you still can. Because make no mistake, they're breathing down our neck. And that isn't what angers me and upsets me. It's the fact that the enemy is so easy to beat, but that we have been so buffaloed, so cowed, so driven into submission, so taught that we're just supposed to bend over to all this, but it only makes it worse and only intensifies it. And then separately, there is the funding of this operation, which is really something that should be easy to do because we really do have amazing products and things that are going to make your life better in a symbiotic relationship. Water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, great Patriot apparel to help spread the word, from sweatshirts to T-shirts to ball caps to so much more. And we have the limited edition Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself T-shirt that says, Christmas lights are a lot like Jeffrey Epstein. They don't hang themselves. On the back it says, Infowars.com, and the O is a noose, and that is a limited edition shirt only available through Christmas, and we will, again, not produce any more. Get yours at Infowarsstore.com. And, again, I didn't do the Sunday show. I was here ready to rock, ready to go. I just didn't do the show because I just didn't feel like I was prepared to properly cover information. I'm not just going to rattle this information off. I'm not going to just sit here and do things the way I've done things in the past. And yes, we've done a lot of good things. We've been game-changing, and you've been part of that. But there's a lot more we're going to do. You've got my commitment. You're going to see it. You're going to see a lot more action. You're going to see more informative guests. We are not going to just stagnantly sit here and rot while the globalist overruns society and civilization. I've got my brain working overtime, and I've already got a whole bunch of plans that I know if we just faithfully execute them are going to devastate the New World Order, and they know it too. So, we've got the Black Friday special that is an extension of the Black Friday we've been having the last month, but these are crescendoing into the biggest sales of the year right now. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. You get additional 10% off. You sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. Nobody's got that. DNA Force Plus, 50% off with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. Get X2 and X3 with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. A lot of these specials are going to have to end. A few of these specials will continue on later in the week, but a lot of these sales have to end. Krill oils back in stock. We have the new tooth whitening, fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Silver, and so much more.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.